And there it is. Exposure, self-concept, beliefs, expectations, attitude, actions, and results. These are seven accelerators, now that you're aware of them. Or they were, when you came in here possibly, seven constraints. But for everybody, for all of us, they are construction zones that we need to work on. And it brings us back to results. And the best way to think of these is not in a linear fashion, but in a circular fashion. They are a cycle. And it can be a virtuous cycle for you, or it can be a vicious cycle. And the way you make it work for you is you say, given the results that I want to achieve, who and what do I need to expose myself to? Given the fact that I can control what I expose myself to, success is not an accident. Do I now see myself as the type of person who wants the life that I now want? Yes or no? What can I do? Is there anything within my control? Yeah, I can set bigger goals. That's within my control. I can stop beating up on myself with my words. I can start visualizing myself as the person I want to be. And I can start acting more like that person. Since I can do all those things, they're free. I wasn't born with them. Success is not an accident. Beliefs. We don't care what your beliefs were or are, but what do they need to be in order to get you to where you want to go? Beliefs precede results. Since you can choose your thoughts, you can choose your beliefs. And that's great news, and it tells us again that success is not an accident. Beliefs lead to expectations. Catalog example. How do you want to wake up every morning? Like a child on Christmas morning. Is that within your control? Do you need the government's help?
No.
Success is not an accident. Attitude. Start giving praise and thanksgiving when?
Before.
Is that within your free will? Then success is not an accident. Actions. Who makes you do what you do all day long? You. So success is not an accident. Very good. Sowing and reaping, cause and effect, these are the laws that govern the seven steps that I just told you about. If you want new, better, and improved results, you must become new, better, and improved. You must create a new version, version 3.1, whatever you want to call it, of yourself. You were created and blessed with an unlimited potential, with the ability to make your life a masterpiece if you want to, but it's up to you. And if you change your choices, what's going to happen? You'll change your life. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thanks. Thank you.
You've just listened to Make Your Life a Masterpiece. Please share the ideas and principles on this recording with the important people in your life. To book Tommy Newberry as a speaker at your next event, please call 888-663-7372. To learn more about the 1% Club's coaching services and products, please visit our website at www.1percentclub.com. That's the numeral 1 and then the words percent club spelled out. Thanks for listening.